Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you guys decided to join me on this evening. You know, it's been a while. We've had some a little break here that we took for a while. My schedule has been really, really busy the first of the year, but we are back. Oh, my God, we are back with a vengeance. And our guest tonight is, the only thing I can just say is, wow, get ready, get ready, get ready. I want to read a little bit about her, but before I do, as we always do, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we honor you and we thank you again for this day. We thank you for what our eyes have seen and our ears have heard. God, we thank you for being with us, keeping us and protecting us all throughout the day. We thank you for our listeners that are going to be tuning in, and we thank you for our guest tonight, Miss Blossom Rogers, who is going to come on and just share a little bit about her testimony and what she is doing in the kingdom of God. So God, we just thank you and we honor you. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Forgive us for anything that we have said or done throughout the day. And we just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, guys, again, our guest tonight is Blossom Rogers, and I want to read a little bit of about her before I bring her on. Blossom Rogers is a native of New Smyrna Beach, Florida. She spent most of her life trying to get on the right track. Many times in life, we make our own decisions and become our own worst enemy. We often begin to invest in the I theory, in which I is the beginning of every thought and is followed by the word wanted. Blossom soon found out as a young mother, wife, drug addict, and lost woman that this would not be the route that she wanted to take in order to live a great life. Blossom is the CEO and founder of From Under a Bridge Incorporated, which she will tell us about tonight. She's the author of three books entitled, one, From Under the Bridge, 1 and 2, and They Laughed. She is also the host of her own Christian TV show, The Blossom Show, on YouTube and on WEPH TV 49 in Mississippi. And it comes on every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Blossom now resides in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So I am not going to give you any more information because I want this awesome woman of God to come on and share her wonderful testimony and what God has done in her life and how she is inspiring others. So without further ado, Blossom Rogers, do I have you on the air?
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am not the one to gossip, but God is good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on the show with your important schedule. Oh, my God, I've been kind of following you on Facebook, and you are really moving and shaking, ladies. So, first of all, I want you to just – our show is very, very informal, and I do believe in letting God have his way. And I believe in letting our guests tell our listening audience about them, their journey, their testimony, you know, all of that really good stuff because, you know, you guys send us your bio and we read it, but it just sounds so much more alive and it just makes much more of an impact when our guests tell their story. So give us a little bit of information about Blossom and what God is doing and has done in your life.
Well, girl, like I said, I am not the one to gossip, but God is a good God. When I was out there on drugs, I'm going to always be a hustler. But today I hustle for God, you know. When I used to You know, the same energy I used to find that crack cocaine is the same energy I use now to ask people, can I come on your show and tell my story? Can I come on your show and tell my story? Because if it wasn't for God and his grace and his mercy, I wouldn't be able to stand here today. So I want to ask God to give you favor for allowing me to come on your show, you know, to tell my story. Because you could have said no, but because you was obedient to the Holy Ghost, I ask that he show you favor. But my name is Blossom. Like I say, I am not the one to gossip, but God is good. And every chance he gives me to tell my story, I tell my story. God bless me. On Sunday, God's will, this Sunday, June the 4th, I will have 13 years clean off of crack cocaine. And wow. So if you see my pictures on Facebook, and you see I have dread. So that's what my dreads represent. I haven't smoked no crack, drunk no beer, or combed my hair in 13 years. Because I'm claiming that in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
But ladies, I want you to know that I do go once a month and let them tighten it up, you know, with the little color, because I don't want everybody to know all the wisdom around the edges. You never let everybody know everything. You understand what I'm saying? So I just want to put that out there. But God is good. So, you know, like I said, I tell you, I love telling my story. You know, when I was coming up, I was the class clown, so I always like to make people laugh. So I want everybody to know it's okay to laugh, because I know you're laughing with me and not at me. And I want the listeners to understand it's two different types of laughter. Are they laughing with you or are they laughing? You know, so when you know what you're dealing with, then you're going to know what to work with. But today I want everybody just to know that God is good. I am the author of three books, book one and two, From Under a Bridge, and they laughed because I had a lot of people that laughed out at me while I was up under that bridge. And I want everybody to hear me very well. Don't laugh too hard at the person that's down right now, because you don't know what God is going to do with them in the future. I'm a living witness. But book one tells about my journey starting with crack cocaine. I just turned 51 years young in January. And when I was coming up, you couldn't. Yeah, girl, 51. Yes, ma'am, 51. And when I find that good girl, I'll be looking 28 then. So, but until then, book one tells you what led me to smoking crack cocaine, and that was being molested. You know, we couldn't talk about that kind of stuff, you know, when it was coming up. And I want the listeners to know, because somebody's going through what I've been through, and I want you to know to release it, because it wasn't your fault. You know, yes, our abusers said it was our fault, but I'm here to tell you, God had to teach me it wasn't our fault. So I went through, you know, with the molestation. It tells you how I got pregnant at an early age. It tells you how I got married at an early age. See, I was always trying to find love, because my childhood had been snatched from me at a young age. You know what I'm saying? So when you have something like that to happen to you at a small age, you feel lost. I was always the class clown. And I used to think that if I made you laugh, even though I was hurting inside, I still want to make you laugh. So that's where that people pleaser came in. So we have to be careful about stuff like that, because we know we can't please people, because one day they tearing you on, then the next day they nailing you to the cross. So you have to be careful with that. And God is teaching me, as long as I please him, that everything will be okay. Not going to say I'm perfect, but I serve a perfect God. So now in book number two, it tells you how I've been to prison. My prison number is 589931. I had it for the rest of my life. It's just not a functioning number. It also tells you how God delivered me from homosexual spirit, because by me being molested and beat by men, I thought going with a woman was better. But I'm here to tell you, we were not born like that. That was a choice of lifestyle that I chose. So if you have somebody that's going through that, don't hate them. Pray for them. Like I said, I tell everybody, I enjoyed while I was in that lifestyle. You know, you have a lot of people talk about, oh, I didn't enjoy getting high. Yes, I did. I enjoyed everything about it, woman of God. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what dope they were smoking, but I know what I was smoking. I went around the world and didn't even have an airplane. You understand what I'm saying? That's the kind of dope I smoked. Yeah. But I didn't like the consequences that came with it. So that meant that I was an unfit mother. God has blessed me. I'm the proud mother of three sons, 34, 30, wait a minute, girl, 34, 32, and 30, and I have 12 grandbabies. But God has blessed me to be able, when he blessed me to get a year clean, I was able to call each one of my soldiers, because I called my soldiers, to apologize for the things I had done. I didn't know how to be a mother, because who does know how to be a mother? If Eve was messed up, we're going to be messed up. You know, we have a lot of people talking about so this and this, so that. If Adam and Eve's family was jacked up, ours was going to be jacked up. Stop making it seem that because we're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, that we came out shaking tambourines. That's not true. Stop beating these people up, because you know what? Since when I came in the church and I tried to remember scriptures like Sister So-and-so and she was able to quote this and quote that, and I was beating myself up. But when I found out that Sister So-and-so still had struggling problems with a freak issue like I did, you know, so stop making it seem like everybody's perfect, because we're not perfect. But back to me, I ain't talking about nobody but me now. I want to make some – let's keep that clear. I'm not the one to gossip, so let me talk about Blossom. But when I went through that time, I had a man to leave me for another man. And this brother was fine as all outdoors, but he left me for another man. So as a woman going through that, that made my self-esteem go down even lower. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Walking the street at night, homeless, with a child, one son at the time, I was too scared to live and too scared to die. My addiction, the last 3 years of my addiction, was $500 to $600 a day. When they said crackhead, that they my picture was right next to it. What it is, we'd be chasing that very first high. I wanted all the hurt to go away. I wanted to prove to everybody that these things did happen to me. But you know what? God had to teach me, as long as he knows, I know, and my abuser knows, that's all that matters. So when God blessed me, and I want the listeners to hear that, as long as the people that were involved know, that's all that matters. So for 19 years, I was trying to defend and prove he did this to me. He did this to me. But who was walking out going back and forth to jail, going to mental hospitals, going to prison, being an unfamiliar, it was nobody but me, but everybody else was living. You know, I was stuck. But God had to teach me how to forgive my abuser. God had to teach me how to forgive myself. Now, I'm not going to say that I was always the victim, because I did some things out there. Girl, we out there homeless, and we robbing another homeless man. You know, that's the kind of insane stuff that we was doing when we was out. I was the driver of a getaway car, like setting it off, you know. I was doing silly things like that. But when I think about the goodness of God, I mean, that I'm still in my right mind. I lost a lot of friends while I was out there. But God, he spared me. In the book, it also talks about how I was involved with the guy that was HIV positive. He never told me. But I want the listeners to hear me very well. The God that we serve, I'm 12 years clean off of crack, 12 years no alcohol, 12 years I haven't combed my hair, and 12 years I do not have HIV or AIDS. And you know, I have a lot of people say, girl, your immune system, no, that was the blood of Jesus that covered me. You understand me? Yeah. I have friends that did the same thing I did and end up contracting AIDS. Unfortunately, the guy, he died 8 years ago due to complications, but God spared me for a reason. So in the book, it also talks about, if you look on my Facebook page, you'll see a shirt, shoes, and a purse. Them are the items that I had on that night when God called me out the crack house. And I was sitting there after I hadn't got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I hadn't been in so many treatment facilities. I hadn't been in jail so many times. And all the police officers, they knew my name. But this one night, I was sitting in the crack house in Daytona Beach, Florida. And I tell people I had joined the church one time when I got out, but I backslid. And, you know, you have people talk about when I found Jesus. Jesus was never lost. I was the one that was sitting in the crack house. But I'm just telling the truth. I was the one that was lost, but because he knew where I was at all times, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Now, that's what he said. So I'm sitting there in this crack house, and I'm at the table, and I'm smoking hard. wasn't getting high because I was so tired. I wanted a different life because I hadn't allowed men to abuse me. I hadn't allowed women to abuse me. I hadn't allowed myself to abuse me. I was just tired. So I was sitting at this table in the crack house, and I had a piece of paper and a pencil in that purse. And I started writing God a letter. That's one thing. You can write him. You could talk to him. You know, you have people that say, girl, call me if you go through something. So half the time they got the phone turned off, half the time they minutes off, and half the time they just not going to answer. You understand? But one thing about God, we ain't got to worry about him. He's waiting on us. That's the good thing. The same way that Jesus waited for the woman at the well, that's how he waited for me. He waited for me all the time when I was walking, when I had to come to that well to get that water. He waited for me. He knew I was coming. And he sent the disciples. He said, go get me something to eat. I'm going to break it down now. He said, go get me something to eat. Because you can't have everybody around you when you're trying to do something because everybody's not going to be for you. So, but he knew that woman was coming. He didn't want them to say nothing and mess her up. But he knew that she was coming. And that's what Jesus did for me that night in that crack house. He knew I was coming. So he waited for me. So I would sit there. I would take a hit of crack. And a lot of people talking about, did you didn't throw the crack away? No, I had not hustled that crack away. I wasn't going to throw my crack away. But the goodness of Jesus, he knew no matter what, she coming in this time. So I would take a hit, right, God. Take a hit, right, God. Take a hit, right, God. And I took that last hit, and my lips were so burnt from the stem. My fingers were hurting from the light in the lighter. My feet was hurting. I was just tired. Let me tell you one thing. I looked like Tails from the Crypt and smelled like hot buttermilk because I didn't like water and water didn't like me. You know what I'm saying? So they smelled me coming before they seen me coming. People, you know how you hear somebody say, oh, here come Blossom. Girl, they would pick their whole house up and move because I was a mean drunk. I was a mean crackhead because nobody wouldn't believe me. But that night in that crack house, when I was writing God, I was just telling him how tired I was. Please help me because I couldn't help myself. I remember putting that piece of paper and pencil in my purse, and I walked out that crack house. I put that purse on my shoulder like mud did, and I walked out that crack house, and I checked myself into a hospital. And I told them, people, don't let me go until you find a place, because I knew that I was either going to die or I was going to kill somebody because that's how desperate I had been got. When you get desperate at something, you make wrong decisions. That's why we have to stop and think at times and let God minister us. And let them tell us what to do, because we make so many wrong decisions that we have to go back around that mountain again. And I hadn't been around the mountain so many times. I hadn't planted flowers and collard greens and everything around that same mountain. So God blessed the woman. She did my intake, and she said, Blossom, she said, are you willing to be relocated? I said, right now I am. And I remember crying. And so she was gone. It seemed like about an hour, but she wasn't gone that long. And she came back. She said, we found you a place. Now, God sent me all the way to Miami, you know, to get clean soap. And that's where everything is. Because I knew, I said, now, if I get down here in Miami and play the same tricks that I did in my hometown, they're going to kill me down there. So I ain't got no choice but to get it right. So God blessed me. I went through treatment, but I didn't go back around the people, places, and things. Sometimes you got to change some things if you want to get some things different. So God blessed me. I was able to go back. I got my high school diploma. Then God opened the door where I went to college. So I'm a national certified medical assistant. Now, I want you to know, in school, I was dumb as a doorknob. But God put some dumb people. But God blessed me. I graduated. Now, I had to smoke crack, y'all, for 19 years. But God blessed me where I became a national certified medical assistant. Ended up getting married again, my second husband down there. So then we moved here to Alabama. Now, I'm going to let you know, I'm not ashamed of nothing I've been through. And when I could be real with Blossom, I could be real with anybody else. Don't worry about the people's faces. Just still tell them, thus saith the Lord. That's our problem. We get worried about, oh, they're going to say this about me. They're going to talk about you regardless. So in the meantime of me being clean and sober, now, these are the things that have happened since I've been clean and sober. We moved here to Alabama, and in July, I make 4 years that we've been divorced due to love. And people say, love? I said, yes, because he loved talking to other women and brought another woman in my house. But by the grace of God, I didn't go back and get high. I used to get high as a bird got hit. I just got high because. But when you want something so bad, that's how I am with my recovery, so bad, because nobody can take this from me. Yes, my childhood was taken from me, but nobody can take my recovery from me, because God said I can stay clean and sober if I want to stay clean and sober. Now, last year, lost my house in foreclosure, but I didn't go back and get high because I want my recovery. I want to stay clean and sober. 8 months ago, I'm walking around the house. T.D. Jakes had them preach a powerful word, girl. He had them split the veil. I'm just walking around the house and giving God all the praise. Open the front door, caught on repo. But I didn't go back and get high. When you want something so bad, don't let nothing or nobody tell you what you cannot do. God told me I could stay clean and sober. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me, and that's what I'm standing on. So in the process with the writing the books and everything, God has blessed me. I have a nonprofit organization which is called From Under the Bridge Safe Haven Home for Women. And what this organization is, it's for women that want to stay clean and sober. When I was out there, I never had a safe place to go, so I always went back to the people, places, and things. So God gave me a vision, a dream. I want to build a house for women that want to stay clean and sober. So I went before Habitat here, and I just told them my story the same way I'm telling you. And they said, well, Blossom, when you get your status, you know, we'll see what we can do. Well, by the grace of God, you know, I got my 501c3. And I called the lady back, and I said, well, I got my paperwork. She said, well, Blossom, she said, I meant to call you and tell you we got some land that we're never going to use, and so we're going to donate it to you. So I'm standing there with my mouth wide open because I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow.
Don't nobody just give an ex-crackhead no land. Who moves like stuff like that? But God. But back in the days, I just sold the land, the trees, the flowers, and everything else. So at this time, so now God bless me, I got my land. So then God blessed me. I went before the city hall. And, you know, back in the day, the only time I went to the city hall was when they were going to take me back to jail. But God blessed me. I was able to walk in there and just tell them people what my dream was. So they had me in this room, and they was telling me, Blossom, we're going to put you in this zoning. You know, I didn't know what they were talking about. I was just sitting there nodding my head. And I want y'all to make sure y'all understand. And everything you do, get understanding. We be sitting around here agreeing and stuff, and we don't know what we're talking about. So I'm just saying about something I was, but it worked out for my good. Get understanding in everything you do. Well, God bless it. I went before the zoning committee, and they was asking me questions, and God shut the mouths of the people. Nobody came up and spoke against me. So we get to have 6 women in this home instead of 3 women. God bless me. I have my blueprints. God bless me. I have my building permit. And then God just blessed me with an organization that told me if I raised $40,000 that they would build this house for women. And so, like I said, they could stay 6 months to a year. Because if you don't teach us, let me tell you one thing. When my power would be turned off, I would go to somebody's house at night and take their meter and put it on my meter. That's how I paid my people.
Wow.
Had to teach me. And I'm telling you the truth. I had so many meters up under my bed. I could have opened my own power place. But, you know, and even with water, when they would come and turn my water off, I would wait till they get down the street and go get my rent and turn my water on. So you have to. You have to teach these people stuff because I know I had to be taught how to do it. So that's what I want to do. I want to give back what was given to me. So in the process, God is blessing. Like I said, the book is in pre-production right now. So if God will, they're getting ready to make it into a TV series. So I'm not the one to gossip, but Empire, just look out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one to gossip.
Oh, my God. You got to make sure let us know when that's going to release. We would definitely be there to support you. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And so I'm telling you, it's just, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. God knows I'm not perfect.
Yes,
but I serve a perfect God. And when you can be real, that's what God wants, and that's what these people want out here. We got so many people that's hurting. You know, they want to know, how did you make it? What did you do? And just be honest.
Yeah.
Just be, Lord, I made a mistake. Lord, I rolled my eyes at her. Lord, I put my mouth on. Just be honest. You know, we're going to make mistakes, but we don't have to beat ourselves up about it. But like I said, you know, just asking, like when it comes to, God bless me, in December, he opened the door while I was on the Clifford Dollar show. And girl, I'm sitting up there, and God allowed me to be Blossom. And Clifford Dollar, he allowed me to be Blossom. And he said, Blossom, if you're not a comedian, you should be one. And then, you know, with the 5 projects with TBN, girl, I had me a good time up there. just talking about the goodness of God, and it's not that hard. You don't. I know with me, with my book, the way you hit me, the way my book read, because first of all, woman of God, the big words, half of them I don't know how to spell them, and half of them I don't know the meaning. So let me stay right where I'm at. You'll be able to reach more people. You'll get more bees with honey than you will vinegar. That's
exactly, exactly. Well, you know, that's what God said. God said, you know, He wanted the Bible to be so plain that a child could understand it. And so that's what we got to, you know, there's nothing wrong with big words. They have their place. But sometimes people want you to meet them at their level in order to be able to take them to the next level. Because that's what I know that your ministry is about. It's about taking, because you've been at that level. So now you know what it is to be have been at that level. Now you can take them up higher to the next level through the grace of God.
And it's by the grace. It's all because of Him. And like you said, you know, and I've done a lot of things out there. God knows I have. I'm not saying that it was old, woe was told me, because I did some things. I sold some things, so I had to reap them. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just being honest. So that's what the books are talking about. And then, like I said, with book number three, And They Laugh, I talk about how I remember the laughter. You know, you can hear a certain thing, and it don't leave you. You know, and I want to leave this with them. You know, back in the days, I would rather get a lick than a word, because the lick only lasts so long. It depends on who hit you. But a word will stay with you for the rest of your life. So I want us to be careful of what we say to people, because I can still remember some things people said to me. So with that being said, my name is Blossom, and God brought me from under a bridge to drive over a bridge to my dreams, and the best is yet to come. I believe that, and I'm standing on that. Blossom.
Amen. Amen. Blossom, I tell you, oh my gosh, you have such a powerful testimony. We've got maybe about 90 seconds left, and I want, because I know I did see your picture, you on Creflo Dollar and you on TBN. Tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you to come and speak at an event, at a women's conference, or at, you know, at one of their women's empowerment sessions. Give us some information how we can reach out to you and get you to come to speak at an event.
Well, you can hit me up on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164. Check out my new website, which is blossomrogers.weebly.com. And my email address is blos2white@yahoo.com. And that's what it's about. I love telling my story and just letting people know, if He cleaned me up and my habit was $500 to $600 a day, He can do anything. And I just want everybody to know, yes, I like to laugh when I'm telling my story, but I tell my story so that you can know that God is a deliverer. He is a mind regulator. I'm telling you. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, but my favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm breaking it out. No matter what we went through in the past, but we need to expect a great ending. And I'm not talking about when we go to heaven. I'm talking about right now. We can have heaven here on earth. Don't worry about them people who tell you what you cannot do. My prison number is 589931. They told me I was going to die a crackhead, but God said not so. If God gave you a vision or a dream, He gave it to you. Stop getting everybody. Let me tell you one thing. There's nothing wrong with the throne. It's something wrong with that cell phone, because we'll pick up that phone and call somebody, girl, what you think I need to do? Go to the throne. That's where you're going to get the answer at. And I can tell you, and I tell a lot of people, either you're going to barbecue or mildew. It's one that says, live your life. Everybody else is going to live there.
Amen. I truly believe that. Oh, my God. Well, Blossom, we are at the 7:30 hour, and I want our listening audience to know that you can get in touch with Blossom, like she said, on Facebook. She's out there if you need her to come and speak to your women's group, whatever it is. She is truly, truly available. Blossom, I always ask my guests to close our show out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you would close us out tonight.
Amen, amen. David, the Father, we come before you, thanking you for another blessed day. Thank you for being the God that you are, a true, merciful, kind, loving, understanding, all-knowing. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins and unspoken sins. We ask you to bless our families, our friends, and our enemies. And Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, the highest praises.
Yes.
And everything we say we do, Heavenly Father, we will give you all the glory and the honor. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, it was another great show. I love you. Look for our next guest to be coming on next week. Blossom, we love you. God bless you, woman of God.